The Fifth Third Riverbank Run, Saturday after next. I wonder if my next guests are trained. They better be. Seven women from Degage Ministries are training to participate in this year's Fifth Third Riverbank 5K walk, if we want to get real particular. Let's talk about it. Community nurse coach Susan Cousins. Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you, Susan, S-U-Z-A-N. Christy's in with her tennis shoes, I bet. Good morning to you, Christy.
Good morning.
Yes. You ready for your walk?
I sure am.
You all trained up?
Yes.
You going to carbo load the night before?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got the coach next to you, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for you. All right, Susan, what's going on when it comes to Degage's participation?
So, Degage Ministries has a program called The Open Door. It's a shelter for women. And there are seven women from Open Door that either have previously been in the shelter and are now housed or are currently housed at Degage Ministry in The Open Door. The women gather. We actually walk three times a week. One time is only women, and that's on Wednesdays. And we are training for the Fifth Third, and some of the women have never walked, and some of them are returning. And so we have a great time walking together and learning and encouraging one another along the way.
Now, you say you're all meeting on Wednesdays?
Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
And there has to be time in between to walk, too, for training. You're not just a one-time wonder.
So Wednesdays, they could do a one-time wonder because the reality is that most of them don't drive, and so walking's their only way of transportation, and so they walk a lot. But we walk longer than often just going from one place to another.
That's a real-time training day.
Yes.
Christy, how did you get involved? What made you say yes to this opportunity?
Well, I was homeless at one time. I went to Degage and stuff, and I just met new people, and it's also a way to get to know Grand Rapids.
Yes, with the walking and the territory you have to cover. Now, you are going by the team name, I think it's on your shirt as well, Heartside All-Stars for Health. So how has training been, if you would share a bit of that, Christy?
Well, my training's been, I'm getting out walking, exercising, and also, eating correctly and stuff like that, get enough rest.
What's eating correctly mean?
Like having salads, size portions.
Are you wearing good shoes and obviously appropriate clothing for this? That's part of the training, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I sure am. I just got some new shoes a couple days ago from Susan Cousins. So,
tell me more, Susan, about the camaraderie that's happening here.
I think that's probably the emotional benefits, spiritual benefits of the walking together for the women, because it's really a sense of community. Everybody helps. We have one participant that's in a wheelchair. Everybody takes turns pushing her. And the women walk with different people every week. When we walk together, they now know who has what gifts and who they can call on if they have a need, who understands some aspects of life better than others. They share that experience with one another, and there's a lot of laughter, too.
All right, I'm going to ask you for another testimony on that, Christy. How fun are you having? Tell me a story.
I'm having a lot of fun. You get to meet new people, and it's like that. I think it's really fun. You're getting out in the community, and you meet new people.
Yeah. Now, have you participated in this before?
This is my fifth year doing this.
Yes. So you're the mentor. You've probably remembered a rainy Fifth Third Riverbank walk in the past. So are you guys prepared for that?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
That's great. Tell me, kind of describe, I always like to, before races, think about race day. What would that day be like? What time will you get up?
I'll probably get up probably 6, because we're supposed to have another interview at the beginning of, before the Fifth Third walk starts. So we got to be there really early.
Yes. And share your story, because it's very unique. Where do you go after the walk has come and gone? Are you going to keep up your fitness?
Yeah.
How will that happen, Susan?
We have plans to do some summer walking, and one of the walks that we like to take is to the John Ball Zoo. Mm-hmm. And then we walk there, have lunch, and then walk back to Degage. But while we're there, it's just another time of camaraderie, of sense of community, another accomplishment that we celebrate together. There's other things that we do as well in the summer, adventures that include physical activity.
Brag on Degage, if you would, Christy. What has this brought to your life, this opportunity?
This opportunity, Degage, has helped me tremendously and stuff. So when I was there at Degage, they helped me try to get housing. They're there to support you and stuff like that. And I was at, when I was homeless, I was at Davenport University, graduated 2013.
Whoa.
And I was doing all this while I was homeless.
Therein lies a whole other conversation. Thank you. What career choice have you made?
I got a diploma in phlebotomy and medical billing, and my associate's health information technology.
Nice. Ready for hire, or you already been snatched up?
I haven't found the right place yet.
Good answer.
But I'm working on it.
5K, how many miles is that, putting you on the spot?
3.12 miles.
Perfect. Don't forget that 0.12. Okay, good luck. See you at the race line. Christy, keep up your good work. Congratulations on your success. And Susan, how do we find out more information about the Heartside All-Stars for Health and Degage?
Actually, Degage, you can go online to degageministries.org. You also can go to Facebook. We have a wonderful Facebook page, which has lots and lots of pictures and videos and things. They posted one yesterday of the All-Stars singing our theme song, and that's one of the ways. There's lots of opportunities to serve there as well.
I won't ask you to sing your theme song. We'll just share the Facebook page.
That
good luck.
Sounds good.
Degage Ministries training to participate in this year's 5th Third Riverbank 5K walk Saturday after next. Goodbye.